ladies and gentlemen, once again it is the Mason and Friends Show, featuring Changer, as well as Lady T.
Hey guys.
As well as the Black Hand of Mike. What's cracking, y'all? I'm Mason. These are my friends. Welcome to the Mason and Friends Show.
What's happening, y'all? What's good?
Living the dream.
What's up, trying everybody?
Hey, one step at a time, brother. One step at a time. As long as you're moving forward.
That's damn all you right. Do. Keep your head up, motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Mason and Friends Show is brought to you by Keep Your Eyes on the Prize, motherfucker.
Hold on, did you just say keep swimming?
Just keep swimming.
There you go.
Just keep swimming.
Little bits by little bits. Fuck yeah. God damn it. These motherfuckers out here being negative. Look, check this out. The choices you are making are probably bringing the negativity that is happening in your life. So let's think about this and make different decisions, different choices. There's a different direction. Try that out. Move your feet. PSA, J-Rod Statham.
And if that's not working out, just drink your way through it. Because, you know, just drink.
This motherfucker.
Because it numbs the pain.
Numbs the pain, you're doing all right.
Just kidding, guys.
This motherfucker.
Happy as shit right now. Generally, not doing good.
So, wait a minute. You're happy as shit and not doing good.
Hey, you know, I mean,
I'm drinking.
If you keep your head up, everything's all right. And if you got a drink to do it, that's all right, too.
Hey.
Because it's still legal.
I'm just joking. I'm not, you know, don't do that. You know, talk to somebody if you feel like me. I would say that to anyone who said they felt like me.
Oh, wow.
Talk to somebody. Get some medicine.
Yeah, you might need to do a little something about that.
How about listen to the Mason and Friends Show?
That's a great idea.
It's going to be on the Mason and Friends Show.
That's an even better idea.
There you go. There you go. Check that out.
That's how I get up.
Get out of that shell. Get out in the world a little bit.
That's what
the last couple weeks have been about for me.
There you go. There you go. Nice. Welcome back to it. The fresh air is doing good for you, huh, bro?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the fresh air, man.
I bought a computer. Had to dig in deep for a couple weeks.
There you go. Hey.
New video games, new stuff to play with. Kind of learn how to excel.
Excellent, man. There you go.
Excellent.
You're excellent. Yeah,
excellent.
Well, congratulations, my friend.
Thanks, man.
There you go. Baby steps improving yourself.
Baby steps. Baby steps to improvement.
There you go. That's all
baby
this,
steps
see?
To improvement.
Little bits by little bits, man. You're getting there, buddy.
Damn, Skippy. Keep your head up, y'all. Keep moving in the proper direction.
So, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, I don't know. It's been a while since I've been here. What's been up with the show? What's been up with everybody?
Oh, man, we're having a ball.
Yeah, man. Grits and gravy. Hey, be on the lookout for us, man, at the Wu-Tang Snoop Dogg 25th reunion.
I know, man. I was confused on that text. You said, like, a day later that your friend could come or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I thought Ju was already in.
No.
I thought I was, like, figuring him in as a thing, or I would have hit it right then and there.
Oh, come on. Get your own ticket. Come on through, bro. It's wide open.
That?
We're general admission there, right?
27.
There you go.
Of this month?
No.
September.
No, September. Mason and Friends.
It's a Friday.
Mike's hoping to put together a few shirts with the Rickety Ship crews across the back and such.
Yeah,
my Rickety Ship crew out there.
Night.
Regular listeners, Rickety Ship crew, regular
that's
people
cool,
on the
man.
Show.
Is that what we're calling the fans?
Yes, sir.
Ship crew?
Yes, Rickety
sir.
Ship crew.
You like that?
This is a Rickety Ship, and if you're a part of this crew,
I always dug the
Muchos appreciations.
Rickety Ship saying.
Dude, I'm telling you, man.
Glad it's infused.
I'm going to get, man. Like, I've been doing all these still pictures on the Instagram, and I want to get one of, like, George Clooney and Marky Mark when they're on the Perfect Storm, and he's like, man, we got a hell of a skipper here. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have that scene and put Mason and Friends Show up there, man.
Oh, shit.
We're all about love, man. In that movie, those guys were fucking going to their death, but they loved each other, right. And they were like, man, we going to be all right.
Didn't they now? Didn't
keep
they
your
they
motherfucking head up.
Your motherfuckers knew they was about to die. And hey, man, you know what, bro? I still love you, homie.
Stay positive.
Oh, it totally be that way.
Even in the face of death, yo, that shit was straight up the face of death, the convergence of two massive storms. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Hey, they knew what they was getting into. They knew what was happening.
Yeah, you sign up for that shit.
It's all a choice. Nah, that wasn't gonna be mine.
Nope.
Yeah,
I choose life.
I ain't my shit. I ain't going out there.
I find that terminology of choice in life regards to be such an ironic thing here in this world of pro and anti-abortion type people. But that's just Mason social commentary for the day. Thank you.
Well, like, I always say that in situations like when people are like, oh, do you want to go skydiving with me? I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
I choose life, you know? Yeah. You know, do you want to go swimming with sharks? No, I think I'm good.
If I was connected to the boat right there where I can peek in and out.
No,
which, if you had to do one of the two, what would you do though?
Well, what, swim with sharks?
Swim with sharks or jump out of a plane?
Well, I want to swim with sharks because I want to surf, and I recognize that there are sharks in the water when I'm surfing, right? So I accept the fact that if I go in the ocean, I'm swimming with sharks. Hell, if I go
so
in
that's
fresh,
easy for you.
If I go in a freshwater stream, well, hell, fuck, at this point, I'd be like, well, I'm going to go jump out of a plane then.
I would jump out of a plane before I swim
with
sharks.
Well, I was like, I don't give a fuck about the shark thing. Like, if it's your time, it's your time, man. Yeah. Sharks going to eat your ass if you fucking looking tasty or not.
I don't even like getting in the ocean anymore. It feels like I'm just standing in trash.
Yeah, exactly.
Or at least on our side of the ocean.
Yeah.
It's probably the cleaner one.
I don't know. It probably is.
It looks gross.
It looks less nuclear. Yeah,
they said something on the news this morning about how they found plastic down in the Arctic Ocean. I'm like, well, motherfucker, where you think it's all going to go?
Who do you think all the plastic
is? Gigantic fucking goddamn one. It's one fucking body of water.
Well, there's
it's just called this.
Fuck, that's not even ice anymore.
There's microplastics in rain.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Beautiful.
Great.
That's chemtrails right there. That's the shit getting sprayed
exactly.
up in the air.
Oh, that's the chemtrails, you think?
Yeah.
They're putting microfiber or microscopic
whatever
plastic
the
fibers
fuck they're doing
into
whatever
the water.
They're spraying up
whatever
there,
they're getting sprayed
it's
or something.
It's not supposed to be up there.
There's a whole lot of not nice going on out there in the
There's
world.
There's a whole lot of it, man. You got to try to dodge it.
Well, that's why we try to bring up more fun shit on the show here and not delve too deeply into the topics of ridiculousness. And
but it's real shit at the same time.
Well, but, you know,
giggle about some
dumb
shit.
If you look at, if you watch, like, any one of the major news networks that plays news 24-7,
oh,
like,
Jesus, I
I'm saying you're going to get something like this, like, once every 3 hours, maybe,
you
for, like, 3 minutes.
Fucking retarded.
Like, like 2% of their commentary or their shows are fun and uplifting. The rest is just like, yes, everything's fucked.
At dark shit, that's my
this
favorite
happened,
shit
this
to watch.
Happened?
So you like the darkness in the news?
But I don't know anything about it.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't pay attention to politics. I don't pay attention to anything.
He's like the Jew. He don't pay attention to
I don't fucking, world. I watch the shit I like.
Do you
I'm
just,
really interested in the stuff
but,
I like.
But I'm saying, you skip the news completely then. Like, you don't look at CNN or Fox
or
News
I watch
or
it,
MSNBC.
I'll watch them, yeah, at work, or sometimes I'll fucking jivvy that shit up at home while I'm just playing computer games, just to, like, make fun of the anchors and whatnot.
Okay.
But he ain't paying attention to the shit.
Yeah.
He's zoning it out.
I'll listen to that shit. Like, sometimes it'll be MSNBC, sometimes it'll be Fox, sometimes I'll just throw on Bill Maher. I don't keep up with Bill Maher, but, like, I'll hear all this shit, I'm like, oh, it's crazy.
Yeah,
I don't want to know about it.
Yeah, yeah, it's like
it's depressing.
Being aware is like a motherfucker. Like I've paid a lot less attention.
Red pill or blue pill?
Since the election, because people were freaking out so bad on the Facebook, I just unfollowed everyone I knew. Like, I'll be your friend, but I ain't gonna follow your shit. I don't give a fuck if you eating for dinner or
how fucking crazy are they gonna go when he wins the next election?
I know, dude. It's gonna be so funny.
It's probably gonna happen.
The thing is, though, like I still find the videos of people crying and weeping at the Democratic National Convention like hysterical. It's
Do you
so
see
fucking
how
funny.
Fucking, like, again, I know nothing about politics, but, like, have you seen this roster of Democrats are throwing? Like,
yeah, it's a fucking
cluster. We got gay Latino. We got black. We got white.
Oh, yeah.
We got we got women. We got all kinds of
women. We got white women.
We got gay this.
Gays, straights.
You want a gay Asian? You want a gay Russian?
But the thing that gets me is the oversaturation.
Ain't no straight whites.
The oversaturation
of the commercial. Like, all right, take Kamala Harris. She's fucking out there in every chicken spot, every watermelon spot. It's like, yo, really? You really want to dig at bad?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
The shit,
is she shucking and driving, bro?
Yeah, bro.
Of course. Everybody wants to.
She's the Popeye's bitch right now. Look at me and my chicken. Bitch, such a fucking nine. That shit pisses me off and irritates
me. Are you saying she's like when Hillary bust out the hot sauce?
Oh, I got hot sauce in my purse.
Yep.
You lying ass bitch.
Miss Butterworth they were dancing around with
That's
in the commercial.
You know I'm right there.
But what's wrong with the Colonel fucking Mrs. Butterworth? There ain't nothing wrong with that. This is the modern world. We need to be open to this shit. All you mixed baby-having motherfuckers.
Look. Hold on. I was hollering at somebody.
What's wrong with people?
I was hollering at my dude.
They got that good hair, though.
Listen, I was hollering at my dude at my JOB, man. Remember when we was up at the store and fucking my man said, say you had soul. I understand now. We was talking about this in the locker room. Why certain Caucasian individuals have soul? Because somewhere in the ancestry, somebody had a shot of black titty milk. Somebody in the ancestry
a shot of black titty milk.
Black titty milk.
Is that talk for
no?
You actually knocked up by a male slave?
No. You actually had some titty milk shot up in your ancestry somewhere because your mama or one of their mamas didn't take care of their own kids. The fucking nanny was black, and you had to nurse that motherfucking baby.
When I was a baby, I had a black nanny.
You might have got some titty milk.
I don't know. She was old at the time.
Hey,
I don't know.
You might have got some old black
titty milk. You might be on to something.
See, that's where the old soul come in, man. You got some old black titty milk in you, bro.
I got old soul from the old black titty milk.
Yeah, you do.
I got that old soul from that old black titty milk. I got that old soul from that old black titty milk.
Yep. That titty milk, man. That's that shit. That's what happened.
Oh, my God. I don't know if there's any validity to that or not, but
I'm telling you,
it's an insane theory.
But it is an insane theory.
I fucking like it.
You know what? That's the truth, though. Black people should start bottling their titty milk and selling that shit. Because you know every mama would be like giving their babies soul. I need to give this baby some soul.
He needs some in his life.
What if I shake up this mix here?
What's a white guy with soul? What's a good example of a
white guy? No, what do they call it, Mike? They'd call it Afro-lack.
White guys with soul?
Mike, they'd call it Afro-lack.
Afro-lack?
Afro-lack. Let me get some of that Afro-lack. Hold up.
Nah, you can't call it that.
Sure you can! Talk to me, Mike!
You can't call it chocolate milk.
Because that ain't what it is. Afro-lack. Because they got Similac, right? That's fake titty milk.
This is real titty milk. This is that natural.
Yeah, it's Afro-lack.
I'm trying to come up with the word.
Come on, now. That's hysterical.
Give us something. Give us something for black titty milk, Lady T. Come on.
Black titty milk. Give me a.
Come on, give me something, please.
You know Afro-lack is good.
Would you drink some? Never mind. Hey,
no, I'm Negro lactate.
Afro-lactate?
Lactose.
You can't say Afro. Afro doesn't make sense. That's a hairstyle.
Lactose intolerant.
Black
God damn it. Oh, son of a
Negro
bitch.
Intolerante.
Like, son of a bitch.
Negro leche.
Yo.
That's it.
Fuck you. You could do that.
Every country around the world, that's how it's sold.
Muchos das negro leche?
I'd have Billy D. Williams do it.
I'll have a three negro leche cake.
Can I get some of that Negro leche?
Get you right.
Yeah, do you like Trace Leche's cake?
Who, what?
Yes.
You do?
He just dropped down and got moist. This motherfucker thug got
not
moist.
Not as moist as that cake's gonna be.
No, it's like.
You got wet, didn't you?
It's wet like that damn cake.
No,
I'm on the dribble, Mike.
That cake is so, like, wet, though. Like.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know.
You making this, like, it's like an American Pie situation. Like, how you sound.
I ain't gonna fuck that cake. I'm gonna eat it.
See? It still sounds like
you
it.
You took it there. You
no,
took that
it
there.
Sounds like it. How the passion
hey,
that he has in his voice.
Fuck a cake, dude. It's not that hard to do. Never done it, but I guarantee I'd be convinced.
No, yeah, it's just too wet.
I ain't gonna fuck
for
that
me.
Cake, though.
So the cake is too moist.
See, but it's not
but
just
you think
a
it's
moist
more than
cake.
That.
It's like.
Can you wring that bitch out?
It's a soaking yes, wet. Yes. Cake. Exactly.
What is this stuff?
Trace Leche's.
Trace Leche's.
It's a three milk cake.
It's a three milk cake.
Where do you get that? At the gas station or something?
No,
anywhere near Manassas anymore.
Wherever Spanish.
The Choppers Food Warehouse?
The Choppers Food Warehouse.
The
oh,
Choppers?
The Choppers Food Warehouse.
Yeah. Giant. That's like they're
so that's one of those things that you get at the bakery at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Okay. Trace Leche's.
I know.
Trace Leche's.
Yeah. So Negro Leche's.
No, like, it's Leche Negro.
Oh, excuse me.
Leche Negro.
Bad now.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Leche Negro. Do you want some leche?
I don't think that's as good as Afro-lack.
Leche Negro make it's, you mucho hombre.
It's not as good as
black
Afro-lack.
Tape.
Black tape. That's the
black
one.
Tape.
Stomachs get a little hurt, and get a little bubbly.
That's for the people who are intolerant.
Yeah. No, but you could. You got to sell that as a soul giver. Like
that is what
like,
it is.
Like I'm being racist about milk.
Yeah, exactly. Because like and everyone's racist intolerant. These days, right? Like that's something that would work. Because everybody's like anti-white. So if you found a way to market a fucking milk product to baby white children that was supposedly going to give them more soul, like what a fucking thing. Be like, you could be like the spokesman. You'd be like, man, my homie here got more soul than any white dude I ever met in my life. And you know what the secret is? He was getting that black titty milk. Black
titty milk, yo. That's how he got that. Black titty milk get you right. Come here. Little motherfucker, my baby, he can't jump. Come
and now that you put me in all these different situations where I'm getting along with black people real well, we all laughing and having a good time.
Man, look at this motherfucker, man. I just dropped him off over here.
Him hollering at the ratchet joint.
Oh, yeah, at all the ratchet bitches.
Yeah. Only white dude in the line talking to all the ratchet girls. Like, fully engaged in conversation with the ratchet girls.
And be arguing and shit and be talking shit and be like,
yeah, go ahead,
bitch. I love you.
Tell them that shit.
I'm going to fuck.
Tell your mama about weed.
Oh, so we getting kicked out of this bitch? That's cool. That's cool. Girl, you know I love you. Come here right now.
I can take you away from all this.
I don't mind. You're missing teeth, baby. It's all good.
It's all right. We can fix that.
That's just some aesthetical shit, girl. Man, I ain't that shallow.
Here, I got vampire teeth.
I am.
This nigga. Good for you, girl.
Teeth?
Yeah, you gotta have.
No, they just had some missing teeth. It wasn't like they had like no teeth.
Hold on, wait a minute. How many missing teeth no can teeth. You deal with?
I don't know, bro. They could eat.
I'll deal with no bitches. Teeth before I deal with eight teeth.
Look at
Nathan.
Those bitches could have eaten corn on a cob, but there would have been little cobs left all over.
Okay,
that
wait.
Kernels
so
left
so
all
so
over.
So you can deal with some gaps. So you can deal with maybe two missing teeth. Two. Three.
I don't know. You know, Emma Watson with a missing tooth. I'm rolling. You know what
but
I'm saying?
But if she's missing three on the fucking left side, the canine, the back molar, and this one right here in the front. Yep. Could you still? What? You couldn't do it?
I don't think I could deal with that much.
Even if she looked at you,
she I don't know, bro.
Like if Emma Watson,
she looked at one tooth. She
that's the whole dental hygiene thing too. Like your whole mouth stinks.
That's the issue.
If she's losing teeth at that rapid rate, her whole fucking shit's fucked up.
What if she had that peppermint breath, man, and licked her tooth? Come in.
Well, everybody in England's got peppermint breath, right?
I don't know, bro. That sounds pretty bad to me. I'm seeing Emma Watson with three teeth missing, talking about like, come over here.
She gonna gnaw that thing.
Come over here, gnaw this thing. I'm just trying to get you to know on this thing.
She trying to know on your thing.
Come over here and put your tongue on this thing.
You can just put it in. You don't got. She don't even got to open her mouth.
Nah. She'd have to lose all them teeth before that could happen.
That's what I'm saying. I'd rather a chick with no teeth at all
what if she just
than fucking
out?
20 teeth.
If she's missing one, why can't she be missing them all?
How many teeth are you supposed to have?
I think there's like 30 something.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, once you get like more than 10, I'd rather just have no teeth at all. Then I could buy her some fucking teeth to wear when she's not sucking my dick.
So all right. All right, got you.
All right, I see where you're at, man. I'm picking up what you're putting
so
down, bro.
10 or more teeth missing that all got to go.
Yeah, we might as well knock them all out.
Or that's just good to, you know, I'm not love
baby,
her.
I'll buy you a nice.
He said, God damn it, you know, I could just not love her.
I'll buy
God damn it, man.
I mean, look, that's an option.
Right, man.
What if she had teeth and you loved her and then she lost some?
Oh, that's fine. I'll buy her some.
There you go.
Okay. There you go. There you go.
Spoken like a man in love. I'll buy her some teeth. Fuck the bullshit.
You're going to get them all pulled first.
Good answer, Changer.
You're going to get all the ones that are left pulled first, right?
No. Are you going to leave them and put something around them?
A retainer to put them in?
It depends on how long I'm going to stay with her.
But well, but what is love, right? Aren't you supposed to try
love
to stay in love?
Love is veneers,
as long?
I think.
Oh, okay.
In this particular situation, love is veneers.
Yeah, clearly.
A lot of people have veneers. I see a lot of people with those.
And my new, young,
the younger,
previously addicted to meth girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, <got veneers. laughs> A lot of
previously addicted to meth girlfriend or ex-girlfriend?
Oh, I don't have a real one of those. I'm just,
oh, word up.
I just,
so this is like a
in this scenario, this is the girl I'm dating with no teeth. She's nice. She's 20 years old. She's little. She's fine. Fucked up early. A lot of meth. 15 or whatever.
Like she was a mess, but she had it all together by the time she was a senior in high school, and you're dating her fresh out of college.
So bad. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. Good. No,
meth didn't drain her too bad, but it like really crushed her soul.
But it also made her very open to someone who's clearly 10 or 15 years older than her.
Yeah, and I can just take care of her.
Yeah, exactly. It opened her up. It gave you a lane, my friend. It gave you a lane.
Oh, shit.
So if you're out there,
yeah, early 20s veneer having ex-meth head.
Meth addict.
Super cute, though. except for the veneers.
Yes, girl.
Show up with all your teeth and noses.
We got you a booth. Come on down.
If you don't show up with all your teeth, show up with no teeth.
Yeah, see, you were sitting there thinking, like, well, how am I ever going to get a man in my life? Guess what, baby? We just found you a man.
Uh-huh. He'll hook you up with some teeth, girl.
Uh-huh.
Take good care.
I'm on Gmail. I don't really fuck with the social media thing, but I'm out there, you know, I'm around. If you're, if your path brings you to me, I might love you.
He's on ICQ and...
Hey, word up, man.
There you go.
I'm on Tinder from time to time.
Are you still exclusively chasing fat girls on Tinder, or are you looking...
I'm off that shit completely.
So you haven't been on Tinder in a while?
I was never exclusively chasing fat girls. They were just the ones responding.
Okay. I hear that. I hear that. Sure, were they the only ones swiping? It's
more of a fish that are biting scenario.
A mutual agreement.
You know, an angler pulls in what bites on his rod. You know what I mean?
I fucked some ugly chicks, too. They were skinny. I prefer the fat girls.
So you like prettier fat girls than skinny, ugly girls?
I just like girls, but, yeah, I mean, it's whatever.
No, I could dig that.
A cute face is really what does it for me.
No, I could dig that.
That's not always falling when you're just throwing darts at nothing.
But how you been, though, man? You off it now? You ain't no Tinder or none of that?
Yeah. You know, I left with a couple of good situations that are just seem to be drying up.
All right.
So that's good. That wrote me out for a few months. You know, trying to get real in the real world a little more.
All right.
Going out, drinking with people, or just not drinking and doing stuff in the world.
Hell yeah, man.
Okay.
Good to hear that, Changer.
All right.
See, Changer.
Maybe I'll be stopping by a little more.
Changer's moving in the right direction.
I'm gonna wash my mouth and stop drinking.
There we go, Matt.
There you go.
Well, you know you're welcome, and you know there are things to talk about
all the time
in the future. Like specifically this coming Sunday, hopefully we can get you in.
Talking to you guys in general is pretty fun. So
there it is. Hey, appreciate it.
There you go, man. We love having you here, brother. We love having you here. You're welcome every time.
I think Sunday through Tuesday off. So
I think Sunday.
You're dealing
Sunday,
with a moving train.
I think you should deal with Sunday. Get the train started early.
Yeah,
the train will. That's the problem.
Would you be here? The train will start at brunch.
I'm hoping.
Wait for the brunch.
Like the Jew needs to be here. Well, maybe we'll have to try to do an early show.
Dude, I always said brunch Sunday. Gas. It's a great idea. Live. At brunch. Patio.
Dude, I'm not bringing all this.
BB Bistro.
I ain't bringing all this shit out there. Although they wouldn't stop us. They would probably let us. They really would. Like, I could go out there and tap on. Like, you're probably right. We could probably set up out there on the patio. Oh, my God. Dude.
Cigarettes constantly.
What an idea. What an idea, Changer. What a fucking idea.
Brunch cast. It's the fucking greatest idea of all time.
Oh, my God.
I give it to you now as a gift.
God damn, I give it to you now as a gift.
Shit.
Thank you, Changer.
I like it. Yeah, I give it to you now.
We might have to do a brunch cast on a Sunday morning. Be up there at the bistro up there at like 10:30, 11:45, just getting hammered doing the show.
Especially if told them we'd be gone by lunch crowd, you know? Like,
what time do they start that shit?
Like 11.
Yeah, but lunch crowd.
And then we're gone by noon.
Well, if we started early, if they let us set up early.
Just let us set up and go.
Dude, that would be amazing.
Maybe just do one long one.
Do one before anybody gets
just
there.
Do an hour long one.
While they're setting up. And then do one after people are there drinking throughout the, brunch thing.
I bet you he'd let you there.
I bet he would, too. That's pretty fucking dope. Changer in the house.
Holla at him.
Full of fucking ideas. Bravo, Changer.
Or fuck, just do it. Just go to Red Zone if that's not allowed.
Dude, fuck that shit.
They just couldn't stop us.
Yeah, no, I'd have to
set up and do it.
Nah, we'd have to go strapped to that, which isn't a problem. I just don't want to do that. Like, nah, back up. This is my shit, motherfucker. Like,
Red Zone's
fuck that, dude. They're just children.
Red Zone's a mess.
Children, I don't.
They're just children.
Things.
I ain't scared of no children.
They're like, ooh, can I touch your mic? Nah, you can touch it later, baby. Oh, my God. What a madhouse.
No, man.
Oh, I find Mike's soulful theory to be most interesting, though.
Yeah, man. I'm going to take a look at that.
Ain't nobody have sex with nobody. They just had a little black titty milk.
That's it, man. You got a little black titty milk in your life. Somewhere in your
black
ancestry.
Black titty milk.
Black titty milk got shot in the
Well, what consists
ancestors?
Of a white dude with soul? Like, how do you know they got the legit titty milk?
Okay. John B., that's a white dude that got sold.
Who?
John B.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, you know.
He's a singer.
Is he like, what's he saying?
Is it cool like Macklemore?
No, hell no. Macklemore don't have no.
No, but
Macklemore had fake titty milk. I don't know what his.
What's the other dude?
He has strawberry titty milk.
What's that?
Oh, you know, Lil Dicky. Lil Dicky.
Okay.
He got shot black titty milk.
Oh man.
So did Mac Miller. Mac Miller.
Mac Miller. Exactly. Mac that's Miller. Who I was gonna say.
Mac Miller got some black titty milk.
MGK.
Black titty milk.
Yep. MGK got some black titty milk.
And do you think Eminem got black titty milk?
He got.
I guess so.
He got some black titty milk.
It's got the angry old black titty milk.
Eminem got the abusive babysitter.
He got that wore out black titty milk.
Yeah.
Man, this is terrible, bro. Huh? This is such a terrible conversation. I love it, man.
No, man. I'm telling you, we can get different kinds of titty milk.
Channing Tatum,
you think's got black titty milk? Look at that, man.
This is so funny.
He can dance his ass off.
He's got that man, the crazy legs, the 80s titty milk. You know what I'm saying? That's crack baby titty milk right there. That's the B-boy dance titty milk right there. That's crack baby titty milk right there. You know what I'm saying? That's
Reaganomics titty milk.
Yeah, that's it. The Reaganomics titty milk.
He got that, wow, that's just nuts.
Like MGK.
Spike Lee joint.
Yeah, he got a Spike Lee joint titty milk right there.
He got Crooklyn's titty milk.
Yeah. Do the right thing, titty
right.
milk.
Right.
Oh, shit. Fucking MGK, he got that motherfucking Detroit shut down titty milk right there.
Yeah.
That's hard times titty milk right there that he got. Yeah, Yellow.
I fuck with MGK, though.
Yellow Wolf, he got that motherfucking backwater titty milk in him.
Yeah.
He got some motherfucking Alabama pie titty milk in him right there.
Wow.
That's what that is right
Yellow
there.
Yellow Wolf white?
Oh, yeah. Yellow Wolf's dope.
Yeah, he look white.
What the fuck you mean he don't
look
white?
He look like he has some Spanish or Asian or something up in there.
How the hell can you not tell? This is my joint right here. I love this joint.
Yeah, so you were talking about black titty milk.
Uh-huh.
White rappers that are dope that clearly have black titty milk in their diet.
Yep. Somewhere in their ancestry.
It's so ridiculous.
Somewhere in their ancestry, the black titty milk got
You mean
shot
like
in
maybe
there.
Their parents had black titty milk?
No.
So it's not their ancestry, it's in parents. Their childhood.
Nah,
like enslaved days.
Oh.
One of their ancestors got the black titty milk, and that's where that soul came from. It just got to that generation to hit him.
Oh, because that makes sense. Bam. Because, you know,
like it surfaced for a generation.
You got a slave for sure who's had a baby the same time as your wife. So you don't want to throw off.
Yeah, but like,
your wife needs a break. You got a slave.
But there was
the
a whole.
Not wife the needs a break. The wife slave never did it. The took slave care of your kids.
Yes, that's that. The nanny was
wife
the
wife don't take care of her kids.
Yeah, it was a white baby, but the white baby was taken care of by a black nanny.
That's where the soul
it was still lactating.
I thought it was just a crazy joke.
You got
joke.
The black titty milk from ancestors.
Well, but like, because you hear about that back in the day where there would be like a mother type that was like moving around being nannies with fresh newborns because she just kept herself lactating
and went
from kid to kid to kid just lactating. So like that, there's like some validity to your thought process as far as like the potentiality of there being black titty milk in one's ancestry.
It's feasible. He's not just like joking around. There's some validity there.
We've changed your DNA. It's already happened.
Exactly.
We've changed your DNA. But look at man, I'm saying we're all human fucking beings, or else black titty milk wouldn't work with anybody other than black people. Like, black people wouldn't be able to reproduce with white people or Asians or anybody else. Like, we're the fucking same thing. We're all human beings, or we wouldn't be able to procreate, you fucking idiots out there.
But the soul came from that titty milk. The soul is in the titty milk. That's where it comes from.
That titty milk comes through for you, baby.
It comes from the black titty milk. That's where your soul is at.
The black titty milk is what brought forth all of life, all of human life here on Earth.
Just put a little bit on your lip.
Black titty milk.
Just put it all on your lip. Just put it on your lip. Rub it in a little bit.
Yo, go on and get yourself. Go on and get yourself a shot of that black titty milk, boy.
Squirt it on Earth.
It wasn't an apple. It was a black nipple.
Yes, goddamn right. Look at that area.
It's true.
Bring it here.
Squirt.
Get some of that
snake with a big pair.
Get yourself some of that black titty milk. Go on and get yourself some of that black titty milk.
Yes, indeed. Give it the nutrients.
All of it. We already know that this episode is going to be hashtag
Black Titty Milk. Black Titty Milk brought to you by Black Hand and Mike Productions.
Yeah, get you some.
You want some Black Titty Milk? We can get you some.
And for those of you that got issues, we got that black tea.
We need to go ahead and like start bottling up some chocolate milk.
I'm saying, no. We need like seriously to be spiking actual chocolate milk drinks with black titty milk.
You said spiking.
I'm saying, and then we put it out there where it's like
milk stout, black titty milk, milkshakes, black titty milk yogurt,
cheese.
Yes, exactly.
Black titty milk cheese. Can you? Yo, hey man.
Black titty milk cottage cheese.
Y'all got any more of that black titty milk cheese back in? No, I need the 16 pack. Give me that.
You mean raw cheese? No, I need black titty milk cheese.
I'm Asian milk.
Yeah, I want the black titty milk. Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. Hey, give me a half gallon of black titty milk.
Hey, y'all got me that black titty milk in
gallon. 2%? Yeah, give me the 2% one. I'll get 2%. You got that? Hey man, what you putting in your
cereal? Yo, this shit is too funny, man.
I'll have coffee with two black titty milks.
Yeah, it goes a little creamers.
Let me get two shots.
Add to your coffee in the morning. Can I get a shot of regular creamer and a shot of black titty milk in there, please?
Yeah, give me just two pumps. And that's fresh over there. She fresh. She just waiting. Holding her titty, just wait. Come on over here, baby. You want some of this titty milk?
It's still warm. It's not going to cool off your
She got the heating pad right on top of it, just making sure it's right. Come on, it's going to be steaming, baby. Come on over here, honey. Get some of this black titty milk.
Get yourself some of this black titty milk. Black titty milk ultra pasteurized.
Oh, let me shake it around. I'll put a little froth on you.
Yeah, I want a black titty milk cappuccino.
She's been edging her nipple for hours. It's froth.
Can I have a black titty milk latte?
You can do so much with black titty milk.
Right.
I love the black titty milk cheese, though. I want some black titty milk cheese on the nachos, man. There ain't nothing better on these nachos than black titty milk cheese. Like, instead of that little nitrogen cartridge that comes in the Guinnesses, it would have a little cartridge of black titty milk. And when you open it, that shit would burst and spread throughout the stout.
You get that pop. Boy, would you know how to spell the black titty milk, mama? You didn't what? Boy, you know how much that shit costs? You gonna spill black titty milk all over the motherfucking floor? What is wrong with you?
That ain't just titty milk. That's black titty milk.
God damn it. Get on the fucking floor.
That was
and lick
imported
that shit
from
up.
Africa. That wasn't even American
lick
titty milk.
Lick that shit the fuck up. You better lick that shit up. God damn it. Fuck. Man, I gotta order some goddamn titty milk. Yeah, it's me again.
Got it. Yeah, well, look.
Check this out, man. I gotta order. Yeah, let me get two guys.
But, like, now we gotta find the most soulful black titty milk. Like, where do we find the best black titty milk so that we can, like, concentrate it and put it out into our fucking creamers and shit that we're selling
right now in this day and age.
Mike, tell me where the best black titty milk is.
God damn, where can I get
you
the best
domestic black... or international?
Who cares? Oh, where's the best black titty milk? Like, Africa? Is it Nigeria?
You want the specific person?
No. I need like a region. Like, is the Congo black titty milk the best black titty milk, or is fucking Central Detroit the best black titty milk? Like,
definitely not.
That's
some very cracky titty milk.
There's various areas of titty milk, but the purest you're going to get is going to be African titty milk, black titty milk.
Black titty milk.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the grains at the grocery store?
That's what I'm saying. Then you go you hit the islands, you want some Jamaican black titty milk.
We got that like Jamaican black titty milk.
You got flavors in your shit. Yeah. You want that jerk flavored black titty milk.
You want that pineapple flavored black titty milk.
Mangoes and
jerk straight out the nipple.
Plantains.
Yeah, you get off the boat. I got the best black titty milk on all of the island.
Ooh, I got that cane titty milk. That sweet titty milk. Ooh, that sweet titty milk. Sweet titty milk sound good, don't it?
Got that fresh black titty milk coming out straight out the titty. We got that shit straight out of the
titty. And exclusively at Wegmans, Beyonce titty milk.
Wegmans. You know what?
Whole Foods.
The beehive.
You know, the only thing that could have made this conversation better is if our boy Trey X had made it out. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
This would be the greatest shit ever.
He'd be shaking his head right now.
I bet you he'd have good input on where to find the best black titty milk, though.
Oh, man. Let me think. You know what? Oprah could bottle her titty milk up. Oprah might as well bottle her shit up.
You want Oprah titty milk?
Oh, man, the most
that's the exclusive
of black titty milk. Nah, right? Like, no, you know what? You got it. You're thinking about it all wrong. We're all thinking about this all wrong. We got to find, like, we would need, like, to get the most soulful black titty milk, we would have to get it from somebody like Aretha.
Yes, that's what I was saying.
We need to get, like, the queen of soul. Right.
What we would have needed.
I thought about that earlier, and I was like, can't find the joke. She's dead.
The child of James Brown and motherfucking Aretha, and that would hopefully be a girl with black titties, and we'd get great black titty milk from her.
Well, yes, yeah,
like you'd have to literally like genetically engineer the best black titty milk.
Well, couldn't you just find like the original best titty milk slaves, like Jurassic Park style?
Oh, you want to fucking dig up DNA?
This is just terrible.
How would you find the best titty milk from back then?
I don't know. Who are you gonna ask?
Got some GMO titty milk.
Yeah, that's
Yeah, it's not natural. You're right. Yeah, it's not a good. It's gotta be natural. It's gotta be organic titty milk.
To get the real good soul.
Yeah, you gotta find one now. So okay, say if you had somebody today who can manufacture that soul.
She's not famous. Like, you don't know one knows.
Nah, you need Rihanna
titty
milk.
She's a chick in the neighborhood doing the best she can.
Nah, you need Rihanna titty milk, yo.
Rihanna titty milk might get wild.
You end up with some ratchet hose after
that. I'd suck some Rihanna titty milk right now.
That's what I'm saying. This shit is marketable, yo. We got Rihanna titty milk. It's going to give you more soul.
Oprah titty milk will give you $1 billion.
This is terrible, man. This is just terrible.
I'll take it straight from the tap.
That's what I'm saying. You can sell it from the tap. It's more expensive from the tap. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. I never knew paying that my titty suck would be so non-sexual.
Jesus.
Sit there and be all hooked up to a pump.
Would you be a pimp if you owned that place?
No, I don't think so. I think if you could just run black titty milk, who needs to be a pimp?
You would be providing the service. You know, you're preventing. What's that shit called when women when they breastfeed and the nipples get all? I mean, not nipples, but the titty gets hard.
Engorged.
Something else that they call it. Fuck, it begins with an M. I can't remember it.
Woman problems. That's what they call it.
Yeah, that sounds like a lady issue to me too.
That's what I was trying to figure it out from Lady T, but she doesn't remember either.
She don't know. None of us know.
That's it. You get
mastectomy.
Yeah.
No. Mastectomy.
No, but it starts with mass.
But either way, you're providing a service so the titty doesn't get fucked up. You're just pumping the titties.
Yeah.
Because they got a machine you hook right up to them.
A milker.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, you know, this whole thing is completely horrific. This whole conversation has been completely horrific. Like, there's no good side. There's no good side here. We're all terrible people for having this, but like, this is still fucking brilliant, funny shit right here.
Yeah, because black titty milk is real shit.
Do you think that this could be a comedy routine I could work out on stage and people would not want to kill me?
Yeah.
If I went up there and was like, my black friends tell me I got a lot of soul.
Uh-huh.
They tell me that's because at some point in my genetic history, some ancestor of mine was breastfed by a black person. So now the soul has surfused in me.
Because I got a shot of black
from
titty
the black titty milk in the history of my genetics.
That's it. That's where it came from.
Yeah. Worked on there.
I think there's a lot there, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We just made a whole skit. Yeah. You got black titty milk.
I could work the black titty milk routine for probably 15 minutes.
To all the Caucasian fans that we have out there, copyright. If anybody has ever said to you, you have some soul, look back at that motherfucker and say, guess what? It came from black titty milk. And walk the fuck away.
Yeah, what it do, man?
Hey, all black people just know what you're talking about when you say that?
I don't think they would. I think that this is the kind of thing you get beat up for. I think I get my ass kicked for this shit.
This guy's a black titty milk. I'm like, did that guy just say you sucked my mom's titty?
Talking about my mama?
I did not want to have to fuck up a white boy today.
Nah, bro, I wasn't talking about your mama. So what you call me bro for? Because I got black titty milk in my genetic history, bro. Like, it's just the way it goes, man. You need to calm down, yo. What?
I took one of those DNA tests, man. I'm 3%.
You know, when my grandpa made your great-grandma feed his baby. motherfucker.
That would get an ass with her.
Wow.
That's what the ass would
be. That's where I got sold. I'm blacker than you. Bye.
Bye.
This one. Bye. Clearly, I have more soul than you.
Black titty milk is a mood.
Fucking. Oh shit.
Don't and tell them they have it. Then they're gonna start talking like that. It's gonna get all fucked up. I'm right.
Mm-hmm. People always go too far with it.
The dumbness of white people future.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now.
It's like all these Asians that are getting their hair done, like black people, and like getting it teased.
Yo,
to be,
I've seen that shit. The
to
froze.
Be, yeah, coarse and all that. It's like, why, man?
Why are you like why? Black people trying to make their hair not like that, and other people
come
trying
on,
to make
man.
Their
They've
hair
been
like
rocking
that.
Bowl cuts for
no, but that's
50 years.
But nobody
give them a chance.
Yeah, true that. Let them Asian people play with their hair if they want to. Like, ain't nobody out here. Everybody out here always wants their hair to be different from what they got.
I
like,
know that's what I was gonna say. Nobody's
matter,
happy with
right,
their hair.
Doesn't matter what color you are, whether it's wrong.
Woman,
you want your hair
man,
to be like
race, whatever. Like,
hold on.
Two white chicks. One's got curly hair. One's got straight hair. One's curling the hair before they go out. The other one's straightening them.
Yeah.
We the Jew just accepted his goddamn hair. He'd have fell in love.
Is
with
he still buddy. Rolling a fucking mullet?
He is working. Well, he's working that way.
It's not really. Getting long in the back though, but
it really is.
It's just a mess.
He just
it's
needs
just
to wash
a mess.
It. He needs to wash it.
Nah, he's getting there.
He looks like
he don't need to wash it.
Nah, y'all need to just
don't wash it.
Chairs on the beach.
Yeah, y'all need to just exude patience with the Jew in his hair, so we can get this fucking mullet video done one of these days. Encourage him, tell him it looks good, even if you don't think it does. Quit talking like that. And
he ain't gonna hear this.
And I know that. What I'm saying, like, you got to get in the habit of encouraging him with his hair, and not discouraging him with his hair. So, with that said, though, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a part of the Rickety Ship crew, like I think you are.
Yeah.
Check out the Mason and Friends show. Mason and Friends show on IG. Know the. Uh-huh. Like, share, subscribe. Help me out. Share some of that shit I'm posting lately. I'm getting on there. Getting creative with my Photoshop skills and shit. You know why? Because I love you, and I hope you have a great day, motherfucker.
Check me out on Gmail or around.
If you want to give them, you want to give me your Gmail address, go ahead, bro. We don't mind.
You going to put it out there?
Oh, no, I don't have a fucking Gmail.
There you go.
I was going to say change your Gmail, but I don't know if that exists. So
it's probably out there. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to have to, if you want to get in touch with Changer, hit us up here at Mason and Friend Show on Instagram. Don't forget about J-Rod Statham on Instagram.
Rod_Statham.
Lady T. No, what is it? T Love.
Lady T L U V 1111.
There you go. There I forgot go. That shit already. And
thanks for having me, guys, though.
Hey, no. Thanks for coming out.
Appreciate you coming
and
through,
thank
brother.
You for listening. Don't forget, we love you very much. We hope you have a great rest of your day. Keep your head up. The world's all right.
And, see ya.
Stay positive.
Go.
Peace be with you. And if imitation is flattery, I don't lack on the flattery. I just look gatherings of a marble. The magic, go back to my cabin and charge up my battery. Don't wanna be the supermodel for the clothes you wear. Don't pull a seat up cause you see me in my folding chair. Congratulations, hope your mama's proud of what you've done.